Blog Talk Radio.
Shout out to Adrian Adonis. Yeah. This ain't no video game. Yeah. This life will only give you 1 year. I swear, my brothers, we all locked up in a brutal scene.
Damn.
Fuck underground, I'm thunderbound. Damn. So point the arrow now. Damn. I built the pyramids and rose the sun. So call me Pharaoh now.
Rabbit
that's
seeds.
Just some food for thought. So take it like a protein.
Yeah.
I live in places that's so anti-black and pro-green.
Damn.
Money over Africans, but we ain't really Africans.
Damn.
Divide us like we fractions, so we won't reclaim our past again.
God
so tell your fucking pastor, Robin Master, take a class again.
Yeah.
Cause I'm gonna show these people there's no need for you to ask a man.
Nah.
Just get up on your knees and talk to God, don't worry about your sin.
I'm telling you the truth, my words, my bond, and I can vouch for him.
This light up in the tunnel, can't you see it? Use your glasses,
damn.
I'm tired of all my people, see that's niggas with no action plan.
And I didn't choose to rap, he just fell into a backup plan.
So let it go so he can show you how he's built a master plan.
Yeah. I rise with the sun.
Even if you ain't the same, and treat your lady with respect, even if she hates your vein. It's easier to do the bad, I'm urging you to please refrain. Read about some righteousness or open up a business, man. If you don't really feel this, turn it off and toss it in the drain. Cause I ain't got no feelings for no sheep who's lost without his brain. Michael Brown, he left me with a frown, but he should've known better, man. When they looking for a reason to put a bullet in his letter, man. And don't you get the clue that all these people scared of all us? Cause we made it through that slavery by Rolexes and Rovers. And you can't hold us down, we hold the crown for majors before us. And though you play with money, we still know that you below us. Now look what you done did, I'm so mixed, I'm just mixed up. Cause I can see the point of every picture with these scriptures. If you never take a handout, you can never be a victim. So I don't participate inside these pretty little prisms. Money, military, college.
All right. Welcome. This is Dr. Will Rogers, a.k.a. Master Teacher 33. And today is Tuesday, January the 31st of 2017. And the time is 12 noon Central Time. As always, we have another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I'd like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you and I respect your time, so I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we want to talk about, you know, we've been talking about leading up to the Clarinomics Temple Building, Temple Builders DNA Blueprint for Success program. And we've been talking about some of the things that this program is going to really focus on. And one of those things that this program is going to reveal, explain, illuminate, and simplify is the psychological barriers to your success. There are some psychological barriers, if you will, that must be addressed in order for you to be successful. Now, we've come at this from a spiritual perspective. We've come at this from a biological perspective. Today, we're coming at it from a psychological perspective. And that is the under, over, and understanding that there are obstacles or there are roadblocks. So really, to be successful, doesn't require you to go and do anything. To be successful simply requires you to remove some things. To be successful requires you to be in tune with certain things. It requires you to have a particular amount of discernment about certain things. This discernment, this ability to detect, this ability to over and understand certain things that are going on within your disposition that is either limiting or prohibiting you from oscillating or vibrating at your best. And my brothers and sisters, this is what allows us or prohibits us from being us. And so in order for you to be you, it requires you to understand and to remove these psychological barriers. Now, everybody has different psychological barriers that affect people in different ways. Psychology simply is the study of the human mind and how it functions and how this function affects the behavior. So we want to look at it from a psychological perspective. There are psychological issues or concerns. Now, some people may suffer from psychiatric disorders, like legitimate disorders like PTSD or ADD or ADHD or what I call EDHD, the energy deficit hyperactivity disorder. Some people may suffer from depression, anxiety disorder. What are some other psychological disorders? What about bipolar disorder, dementia, schizophrenia, autism? There's a litany of different mental illnesses or mental dispositions or mental disorders. And when we're looking at and we're talking about disorders, what we are talking about, my brothers and sisters, from a psychological perspective, from a mental health perspective, we are talking about certain characteristics that's inside of a person's. So this refers to a particular pattern. It's a mental pattern. It's a behavioral pattern. It's a psychological pattern. It impacts your life in multiple areas. And because it has an impact on your life, you are experiencing certain symptoms. From a neurological or a neuroscience or a neurobiological perspective, this is what can be coined as psychotherapy or cognitive therapy. That is the ability to diagnose, to find it, kind of evaluate it, and then assist with the removal of it. That is the purpose for the Clarinomics Temple Building DNA Blueprint for Success program, because that is the thing that I had to do with myself in order for me to get to the next level. So what I had to do is to go in and actually clinically diagnose what was the psychological barrier that was prohibiting me from being me. And it wasn't about getting to a particular place. It was about removing a particular pattern so that way I could reveal a particular place. And so your success is not about you necessarily doing something as much as it is about you identifying and removing something. And so this ability to identify with a particular ruling disposition that is allowing you or not allowing you to oscillate or to vibrate at your peak performance is what we are discussing today. And there is a psychological barrier that prohibits you from moving forward. For some people, it could be a panic disorder. It could be an eating disorder. It could be a service disorder. It could be a atonement or discernment disorder. Now, for most of the people that are listening to me today, most of the time, it's simply a pattern of denial. It's the inability to perceive that you have social worth and social value. That means that you are denying yourself the ability to be yourself because of the inability to see value in yourself, because of the obstructions, because the communicators in your life didn't communicate worth and value to you. And again, you cannot give anything that you do not currently possess. Let me say that again. This is very, very, very important. You cannot give anything in use value that you yourself have not already received in monetary value or psychological value. So in other words, what I'm saying is, if you've never experienced love, it's very difficult for you to give it. And so this inability to identify it and to understand how it operates and how it works, the pattern, because patterns are power. So there is patterns that are prohibiting you from operating in your power. And so it is this ability to move these psychological barriers, these psychological patterns, and by the removing of the pattern, it allows you to operate in your power. And if we don't remove the psychological pattern, it is prohibiting you from operating in your true power. So this idea that you have to go out and get something, that you got to go on this journey and you got to take all of these classes and you got to go to all of these schools and you got to do all of this stuff is really a misnomer. You have been given everything that you need for life and godliness. So this ability to understand that you already have, but something is blocking the signal. So if you cannot receive, that means the Father is sending a signal. And if the Father is sending you this signal, but you're not receiving the signal because something is blocking that signal. So that's what we are addressing. We are addressing the barrier. Now, again, that a barrier is something that is standing in between you and success, or you and wealth, you and health, you and wisdom, you and great relationships. And so this barrier always pops up every time you're getting ready to be engaged in a wealth or a purpose-based production. A thought pops up, and it prevents you from just being wealthy. You're already wealthy, but something is prohibiting you. Something is blocking you. It's like a roadblock. And this roadblock limits. This roadblock prohibits. This roadblock doesn't allow you to oscillate and doesn't allow you to vibrate. Now, this barrier comes in many different ways. Another way that it comes is a lack of support, a lack of being in an environment that is supportive or conducive for your development and for your needs. And since there isn't this particular solution, this particular environment, for example, you can take a great seed, but if you put that seed in bad soil, then that seed will have difficulty germinating. And so the soil sometimes is one of the barriers, the psychological barriers, that actually limits your growth and your success. And so doing this program, doing the Clarinomics Temple Building DNA program, one of the things that we're going to be addressing is, what is the pattern that doesn't allow the blueprint to be unfolded? And it is the entrance, according to the scriptures, in Psalms 19, it is the entrance of thy word. It is the unfolding of the word that brings light. And so the mere fact that we're going to unfold the word, that's going to usher in or bring in the light. And the ability, my brothers and sisters, for you to be able to identify these barriers. Now, what's going to be very difficult for you are these barriers or payoffs. Most barriers provide benefits. Let me say it again. Most barriers provide benefits. Let me say that one more time. Most barriers, they don't look like barriers, so you don't want to get rid of them. So it's like if I'm enabling you to not to have to do something that requires you to take responsibility for your life, you don't want to stop doing that. So you are going to fight tooth and nail to continue to maintain that payoff, even though that payoff is a barrier. And so people fight for the things that provide them the stuff that they want and that they need. And what's very, very important, my brothers and sisters, is for you to over and understand that everything that happens in your life, again, is there for a particular payoff. And that payoff is why you do it. And so now it's going to be your job to over and understand this particular payment or this particular payoff. And you got to replace that payoff with a higher payoff. But you see, because the higher payoff, again, you've settled for a lower payment, and you have never received that higher payment. And so it's better to settle for, at least in most people's thinking, it's better to settle for the known instead of to strive for the unknown. And so most of us, we will be happy being unhappy because we don't know what happiness is. And so if you've never experienced happiness, then guess what? Unhappiness is good. So you're not going to give up unhappiness for the possibility of having happiness when you've never experienced happiness. You're going to be happy being unhappy, because at least when you are unhappy, you got something. Negative attention is better than no attention. You ever seen a child that acts out in order to get their parents' attention? Now, the child could get their parents' attention by having good behavior, but they don't. Because they've grown accustomed to getting the parent's attention because the parent ignores the child when they do good behavior. So the child learns over time, okay, in order to get my parents' attention, this is what I got to do. And so what do? They act out or they make a bad grade. And then the parent got 100% of the parent's attention when they make a bad grade. But then when they get a good grade, the parent pats them on the back and says, okay, go to your room. But when they get a bad grade, you know, you got to have this long conversation. You got to go talk to the teacher. You got to sit down. You got to do homework. All of the parents' attention is given to the child. You know, when I was a kid, I used to love getting sick. Why? That was the only time I got my mother's attention. The only time that I had my mother's undivided attention, it was all on me, was when I was sick. So what do you think I did? It didn't take me long to figure it out. Yep, I was always sick. I just made up stuff. Just to get, because remember, I was in the house with a lot of brothers and sisters, so there was only one mother to go around and all of us kids. But when I figured out the system to getting attention, and that system was act out, or in my case, act sick. And so we all, brothers and sisters, we all either knowingly or unknowingly have invited these barriers into our lives, and now that these barriers are here, they are preventing us from being wealthy, healthy, wise, and maintaining or being in great relationships. So in order for you, again, to get to the next level of your success, it's going to require you to address these psychological barriers. Now, again, most of them comes in a form of some type of a psychological disorder, and it could be something as simple stuff, trauma and drama, stressors, you know, like I mentioned before, it could be a sleep disorder. Anything that causes you to take away your mental focus, things that you should be addressing, and what are those things that you should be addressing? Wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. But we're not able to address that because all of our attention, all of our energy, all of our mental space, every spare cell, every neuron is being spent on doing something else. And what is it doing? That pattern. That pattern, that barrier is sucking the life out of you. But it's this inability to see that pattern or that barrier is preventing you from just naturally being wealthy, naturally being healthy, naturally being wise, naturally being yourself, meaning full of love, joy, peace, gentleness, meekness, self-control. These things, these are psychological barriers, brothers and sisters, that are not allowing you to oscillate and vibrate according to your true potential. And until these psychological barriers are broken, it is going to be impossible for you to truly lives at the highest service level possible that we talked about before. So in order for you to live at the highest service level possible, you have to direct all of your energy at removing the psychological barriers out of your life. You have to direct all of your attention on the solution, not on the problem. So the solution to the psychological barrier is to identify the barrier and then focus on the solution. If you got EDHD, if you got, that's a psychological barrier, how does it manifest? It manifests in your life like this. You sit down and write a book. Oh, man, I got laundry to do. So you go to your laundry, you come back, you sit down and work on your book. Oh, I got to feed the kids. So you stop and you go feed the kids. You come back, you sit down and work on your book. Oh, I forgot to call Sister So-and-so. She wanted to talk to me today. I was supposed to call her back. So you stop what you're doing. You go call Sister So-and-so. Then, oh, man, you come back and sit down and, you know what? My laundry is done. I got to go take it out of the wash, put it in the dryer. So your energy is always diverted away from the thing that you need that's going to produce and allow you to oscillate and vibrate in the areas of wealth, wisdom, and a great relationship. If you want to do some, are you going to go to your wife some flowers so that way you can maintain a good relationship or what have you, and up, something comes up, bam, can't go get no flowers, I got to spend my money on this. And then something else comes up, and then, oh, you know, man, I can't do that, so I got to do this. Then something else comes up, oh, man, I can't do that, so I got to go do this. There is always something that is a barrier that prohibits you from doing the purpose-based production that's going to allow you to oscillate or vibrate on that new level of success. These are psychological barriers, but they never come in a negative package. They always come in something that appears to be more beneficial than you. And so what is happening is that you are doing things. Doing laundry is a good thing, but it's not the best thing, or it's not the right time. Buying something. So let me make sure you understand how psychological barriers work. Psychological barriers show up whenever you sit down to do purpose-based activity. That's when they pop up. So a psychological barrier is going to pop up in your life the moment that we sit down and it's time for you to read the book that I send you, or it's time for you to listen to an audio show, it's time for you to do something that's going to be beneficial for your success in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. Every single time you're starting to move in the direction of success in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, there's going to be something that comes up that's going to limit, that's going to prohibit, that's going to strictly reduce your ability to oscillate and vibrate in this particular space. And so now remember, these are patterns of behavior, or they are psychological symptoms that impact multiple areas of your life. These, again, psychological barriers, they create distress because you start to experience anxiety, or you start to experience discomfort, or you start to experience disassociative behavior, or you start to experience some disruptive, some type of a neurocognitive of uneasiness. Why? Because your heart says it's time to write this book, but your head says, I'm a little concerned. I don't know if I want to do this right now, so I'm going to do something to sabotage it. And so psychological barriers come in the form of some type of a sabotage. Because remember, a psychological barrier is a belief, but it's a subconscious belief that you have about yourself regarding your inability and regarding your impotential, or your or you being impotent, or you lacking the necessary skills and you lacking the necessary self-worth. Psychological barriers, again, are subconscious beliefs that are incorrect. They are, again, negative habits, thought patterns. These are negative thought patterns. And they are negative because they limit, you from being positive. They reduce your ability to operate and vibrate on a level that's going to allow you to be wealthy, healthy, wise, and in a positive relationship. And now remember, this requires you to adjust to a frequency that is not you. Now remember, it is a sub-frequency. It is subconscious. It is below the threshold of your brain to detect. And so these psychological barriers, just like the biological barriers, which is the cousin, and the spiritual barriers, all of these are the barriers that we're going to be identifying, that we're going to be removing, not by forcibly removing them, but by starving them. We're going to starve our flesh and feed our spirit. And it is through this process that we're going to go through that's going to allow us to move into a direction for you to be more successful. Now, my brothers and my sisters, these barriers and these psychological barriers are things that are in your life that prohibit. Remember, the emphasis is on this one word, prohibit. It prohibits you from just your normal state, your resting heart rate, your resting wealth rate, your resting, notice emphasis on the word resting. You have a resting wealth rate, and you have a resting health rate. You have a resting wisdom rate. You have a resting relationship rate. That is your resting. That is, again, it's like your resting heart rate. That means when you are in a relaxed state, chilling at home, your heart rate is at a particular pace, is at a particular level. It's resting. That means you don't do anything. There is a normal state of wealth, a normal state. There is the common. See, we live in a kingdom or a commonwealth. As a member of the Messianic or the Morningstar administration, we're part of the Messianic age, the Morningstar administration. We're part of a particular commonwealth. That means that the wealth is common. That means that it's distributed. The Bible says it this way, that every man has been given the measure or a measure of faith. So you have your measure. We all have our particular lot. We all have our particular share. We all have been given a particular destiny. And your destiny may be a little different from somebody else's, but you have one. And since your resting wealth rate, your wealth distribution may be different from everybody else, but you have one. Your health distribution may be different, but you have one. Your wisdom distribution, your relationship distribution, everybody has a distribution. But a barrier prohibits you from getting in contact with your distribution. And so a part of the primary goal, one of the most important aspects of what I do, is to for you to identify with the thing that is inhibiting you from vibrating on your normal resting heart rate or wealth rate. This is, again, we're not talking about doing anything above and beyond. If you want to go above and beyond, that's great. But, again, it's important for you to direct your energy, for you to exercise claironomic control. That means that you must exercise control of your mind, your will, your emotion, your imagination, and your intellect. And that requires you to maintain a particular mental disposition. But the psychological barriers, like the biological barriers limit that expression. And so now this makes you unwealthy. It makes you unhealthy. It makes you unwise, and it makes you unattractive when it comes to a relationship. So these are incorrect thought patterns. And these incorrect thought patterns, they lack the particular frequency, and they are dysfunctional in nature. And so your job and my job is to make sure that we understand that there are psychological states. One of these is a lack of attention or lack of focus. Another one is lack of discipline. And the third is a lack of order. These are psychological barriers to wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship. So wealth, health, wisdom, and positive relationships requires focus, discipline, and order. That means that you must be preoccupied with purpose. So a psychological barrier to your success in the areas of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationship, total lack, means that you're totally disengaged. It means that you are totally disinterested. It means that you have a total disassociation with what? With purpose. Means that you do not listen, you're not communicating. That means that there is a psychological barrier that does not allow you to listen to others. It doesn't allow you to comprehend the message. It doesn't allow you to tune in. It doesn't allow you, again, to have retention. It doesn't allow you to store things in your memory. It doesn't allow you to exercise this exchange in information. It brings about a certain amount of distrust, and you start to come up with excuses, and you start becoming very emotional, and you start becoming very ineffective because of the psychological barrier that's, again, inside the brain that is activated by yours truly. And since this is an improper transmission. This transmission hinders the communication process that is a normal process. This normally happens, but something is a barrier. Now remember, a barrier is something that gets in the way of this normal process. Emphasis on the word normal. So this is a normal process that takes place. And this normal process, again, has been interrupted. And something has interrupted this normal process. And because this normal process has been interrupted, you're not vibrating, again, you're not in tune with the right frequency of wealth, health, wisdom, and relationships. And this allows you to be dysfunctional. And now that you are dysfunctional, that makes you disinterested. And you go through all of the other 7 D's that doesn't allow you to continue to be yourself. So until we address these psychological, now remember, there's biological, there's spiritual, but today we're talking about these psychological that are prohibiting you from oscillating and vibrating on the level that you should be oscillating and vibrating on. And so now, my brothers and my sisters, this barrier has to be identified. Now, how do we identify the barrier? Well, these barriers are characterized by shifts in your mood and changes in the activity in your energy level. Let's understand. There are barriers, and you can always tell because there's going to be a shift. There's going to be a change, a total shift or a total change in your mood. There's going to be a total shift and a total change in your vibe. There's going to be a total shift and a total change in your energy level. There's going to be a total shift and a total change in your normal characteristics. There's going to be an elevated mood. And then you're going to start, now remember, these are psychological. And when we start to look at them on a psychological level, this is a disorder. Now, remember, we need focus, discipline, and order. So psychological barriers produce disorder so that you cannot oscillate and vibrate. What about attention deficit hyperactivity disorder? Notice that they're all disorders. Now, you are designed to operate in order. So how do we break the psychological barriers that are inhibiting you from being successful? When we identify, as I talked about before, and we're going to break all this down in vivid detail for the group that I'm going to be personally working with here in 2017. But for everybody else who's not a part of the group, this is what you got to do on your own, or you got to get with somebody that's going to assist you with understanding what's going on in your life. Because what's happening and what's happened to you is that this psychological disorder, now remember the terms, because the terms establishes the worlds that you live in. So from a psychological perspective, there is a total lack of attention. Now remember, focus, discipline, and order. So psychological barriers prevent these things from taking place. So no matter how much, right now I'm talking, no matter how much you want to pay attention, your psychological barrier is not allowing you to pay attention to me. It has produced a shift in your mood. Everybody's psychological barrier is different. So let me make sure you understand what I'm saying. On a subconscious level, what we do is we take our psychological barriers that are subconscious. It is communicating because it's a pattern, and it operates just like a program. It operates automatically. You ain't got to do nothing. It's speaking right now. It's operating full force. Whether you're aware of it or not, it's a different study for another time, but it's going on. So this communication is a mental condition. It is a emotionally effective condition. That means on a subconscious level, something is taking place inside of your brain. So your brain, its capacity and its ability to restore and to retain information has now been hijacked. And this pattern has replaced your normal state. You are normally designed to oscillate and vibrate. Now, as a fitness trainer, I have THR that I teach my clients, which is your target heart rate zone, or your target heart rate. So I do frequent intense training. And so I train my clients to elevate their heart rate to a certain percentage of anywhere from 60, 70, or 80%. You take 220 minus, I forgot the formula, 220 minus, what is it, your age equals your target heart rate zone. That lets you know how many times your heart should beat in a minute for you to be effectively exercising your heart. So when you have a psychological barrier, your brain knows how many shifts in your mood that it has to do in order to change and to change and make you inactive and to change your energy level to make you non-productive. This disorder is your brain's ability to shift and elevate to elevate the mood, yours, or to depress your mood, lower your mood. The brain pattern, because, again, this is a psychological pattern. And because it's automatic, the brain automatically does this. It has nothing to do with you. It's totally psychological. So unless you can identify it, which is the hard part. Now, it's easy for someone outside of you. Well, not easy, but it's a little bit easier for someone outside of you to identify that because, again, they're not in it. But when you are inside of it, it's very difficult for you to address it. And so from a psychological perspective, again, we're looking at a particular, and I do apologize for my I'm just looking at my computer, and it just totally locked up while in the middle of doing today's show. So I do apologize. I'm kind of going which is what I usually do, but usually I'm able to watch my time and see, but I'm not able to log into Blog Talk or do anything, but I'm still hey, show must go on. But my whole computer just kind of froze up on me. But in any event, it's this ability, my brothers and sisters, for you to under, over, and understand that these are programs that automatically work, just like we talked about before, when you put an airplane on automatic pilot. Anytime that plane deviates from that course, that program pulls it back in line. Your psychological disorder does the same thing. This psychological disorder is a barrier to wealth. It's a barrier to health. It's a barrier to wisdom. It's a barrier to a good relationship. That means that that barrier is a belief. It's not real. It's yours. So if we got to change your belief. But before we can change it, we got to identify it. Because, again, identify, we don't understand the attitude. We don't understand the emotion. We don't understand the opinion. We don't understand that deeply held belief that says, you know what, in exchange for wealth, I'm going to settle for blank. And then we give away. One of the biggest psychological barriers is that we give away because we settle for a lower payoff. Because we don't understand that, like, if I really understood way back in the day, in my first marriage, when I was doing all of that pontification, put it that way, all that promiscuous activity, that was my payoff. So in exchange for wealth, I was getting digits. So when the light bulb came on, that if I stop, now remember, where was all of my energy going? A psychological barrier pops up when it's time for you to put your energy into your purpose. Otherwise, it lies dormant. So as soon as I tell you, okay, I'm going to need you to go and set up a blog talk channel and do a blog talk show on something that you like, bam, something's going to pop up. Guaranteed, because it's a psychological barrier. What about funds? You need to know, okay, you know, I had X amount of dollars to be a part of this program. When it was time for you, the money came in, but as soon as it was time for you to pay me, bam, something came up. Psychological barrier. Because, again, psychological barriers, they're designed to shift and change the activity and the energy level. That's how you know it's psychological. Because every time you have an extreme emotional response because of a subconscious psychological barrier that is operating or vibrating in the brain. And so without understanding what this is and how it works, brothers and sisters, we are paralyzed. We do not have the ability to address it. So again, how do you know you got a subconscious psychological pattern? As soon as it's time for you to take massive action, this is how you can always tell. This is the easiest way to say, make a major decision. You're going to have what they call buyer's remorse. Now, buyer's remorse is normal. It's nothing big. But when it's psychological, it's a mood. All of a sudden, you don't have this buyer's remorse. You got buyer's anger. You pissed off. And then you find something wrong with the seller. You say, hey, man, you know what? Yeah, I knew there was something wrong with this car. It's whack. You're trying to sell me a lemon. Nothing wrong with the car. You're making up stuff. Or you come home, you know, and, you know, nothing's wrong with the house, but, you know, you found a sock out of place. You go in there and you go off on your wife. What the hell are all this trash doing everywhere? Freaking trash house like a pigsty. Nothing's going on. You're just making up shizness. Why? Psychological barrier. Remember, psychological barriers only pop up when it's time for you to be real and authentic and make a decision. So if you're in a relationship and the relationship and it requires you to be authentic and real, you got to make the relationship work, bam, psychological barrier going to pop up. Because why? Subconsciously, you are sabotaging because, remember, your normal state, your resting state is wealth. So if you don't have wealth, you have a psychological barrier that is preventing you from resting. God has given you everything that you need for life and godliness. You ain't got to work for it, brother. You got to work for it. You just got to maintain a mental disposition, and it comes into your life. God is, did you know that you are a walking, talking ATM machine? Do you know that the body automatically heals itself? Do you understand that statement? Let me say that statement again. Scientifically proven, the white blood cells, the body can cure every known disease to man if given the proper nutrients and enzymes. The only way that the body doesn't heal itself is there's something that it needs it doesn't have. And the reason that you don't have it, because there's a psychological barrier called addiction to sugar or addiction to alcohol or addiction to something that is depleting your minerals and enzymes so the body can't take care of itself. But the body is designed to normally rest in perfect health. You get to do nothing. You just got to just wake up and you, money. Just wake up, health. Just wake up and you're all knowing. So if we are all knowing, we are all knowing. We all have the same stuff that the universe is made up of. We are of hydrogen, oxygen, nitrogen, and carbon, like the universe. We are all stardust. We're made in, we can tap into. There's no such thing as ignorance. So why does it exist? Because the word ignorance has the word ignore in it. So we are ignoring it. Why? Psychological barrier. The truth comes in, you hear the truth, and your brain tells you, yeah, that ain't the truth, man. That can't be right. Ego pops in, and guess what? Your energy level changes. Your vibe, your mood changes because you cannot accept the truth because of the psychological barrier that prohibits you from the normal frequency of the truth. So the frequency has a truth. Truth has a frequency. And you are naturally tuned into it. So what am I going to be doing with my group? We're going to be resetting your biological clock. It's like you get a computer, your computer get a virus. We're going to reset the factory setting back to the original when you first took the computer out the box. So we're going to reset everybody's spiritual, biological, electrical, chemical clock. We're going to reset it. And once we reset it, we're going to restore it back to its spiritual factory settings. And that spiritual factory setting that the Creator set you at when you came into this dimension was one of wealth. The scripture says, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers. That's your factory setting. You are normally designed by the Creator of all creators to oscillate and vibrate in success. The Bible calls it prosperity. Same thing. It's called peace of mind. Now, let me make sure you understand. Because the Bible says to submit you with prayer and supplication. I'm paraphrasing. You want to look it up for yourself. Philippians somewhere in there. Or something, I think. With prayer and supplications, submit your requests unto God, and the peace of God that passes all understanding. The peace of God that passes all understanding, that is success. So there's a certain amount of money. There's a certain quality of health that gives you peace. There's a certain amount of information that you can receive, a certain amount of knowledge that you know. There's a certain, you know, intellectual, you know, capacity that you want to, you know, be at. And at that level, you know, like, hey, you're good. Then there's a certain relationship. There's a certain, you know, demographics, or there's a certain vibratory rate or a certain way that you want to be spoken to and addressed. And there's a certain way that you like to function and do things. That gives you peace in the relationship with yourself, with God, and with others. That is success. And in order for you to be your normal self, we have to remove the psychological barrier. We don't have to go and get nothing. Please get that out of your spirit. You have to come with the right expectation. Don't come with an expectation that I need to do something. Because you're going to be sorely disappointed with my program, because my program has nothing about what you're doing. It has about what you are being in your head. What is your mental disposition? What is your mental state? What are you being? What are your thoughts? We're going to be researching, we're going to be delving into the psychological barriers and the emotional barriers and the spiritual barriers and the social barriers and all of the other barriers that are not allowing you to be you. And once we identify those barriers, that when we identify them, dissolves them. Because the enemy does not, he doesn't like to be seen. The way that the enemy works is he works incognito or in stealth mode. So all of his power comes from your inability to detect that he's there. The moment that you detect that there's a psychological barrier, 90% of it is gone. So right now, just listening to today's show, your brain is starting to think that, you know what, that's true. Every time I get close to every relationship I got in, when we started getting real close, I started doing things to sabotage the relationship. Especially men. Examine your relationships, brothers. Examine your relationships, women. Let's go through the four areas of the psychological barriers as we close. So, you get a job. Job is great. You're making decent money. Everything is fine. Then, you start coming to work late. You start calling in. You start doing the job, incognito. And then all of a sudden, they got to, call you in. They got to write you up because, you miss. You're late every day. And, people are starting to notice it. And supervisor likes you. You do a good job. You want to keep you around. But, he can't just allow you to keep coming in late. So he writes you up. You get a reprimand for being late, and then you know what? There's a shift in your mood. That barrier, who the hell do you think he is writing me up? Now, you're not going to address the fact that you're late, that you're not giving it 100% effort. You're doing your work halfway. No, we're not going to talk about that. But what you do is, you sabotage your success, but it's subconscious. And then, if you're black, oh, man, you know what, the white man, it's his fault. He didn't really like me anyway. Dude stuck his neck out for you. Dude has been covering for you. This is what I did on my jobs. Covering for you, this guy really likes you, man. He's been over backwards. He's done everything in his power to try to keep you gainfully employed. And all you've done everything subconsciously by your incorrect thought patterns to sabotage that job. What about you get ready to go out and you give it a... Now, this is what I did. So, I write a book, and I know that book got errors in it, and I know I could have wrote it better and stuff, but because I don't see the worth and the value in myself, I put out faulty products because I'm a faulty person. So I know I got the money. I could hire a professional. I've even had people volunteer in exchange. I've had, at least 3 or 4 times professional editors say, man, I will edit your book for free. You know what I said? No, man, I don't need it. Why? Because subconsciously I didn't want the book to sell. Why? Because I didn't believe what I put in the book. Why? Because what's in the book is me. And since I don't believe in myself, I don't believe in my products, my services, or my information. That's the psychological barrier I had to address, still addressing it as we speak. And in order for you to be successful, brothers and sisters, in the areas of wealth, what about health? Oh, man, this is a big one. You know good and well, man, you need to be putting that in your mouth. You wouldn't feed that to your dog. But yet you're eating it. And then you come up with this, it's all I can afford. Man, that's all you can afford. Go buy you an apple and, a bottle of water. Take it to the house. But now we'll go to these fast food restaurants and we'll eat this Chinese food that you guys know that is probably, barbecue rat. Well, it tastes like chicken. But, we go there. Some of these all you can eat places. You just walk in there and it just looks the way the food is prepared and it's just all thrown together. Yeah, it just doesn't look. But it's cheap. All you can eat, $9.95. All you can eat. But, you know, it's like, you know, you're on a budget, right? And you know, but then that psychological barrier pops up, boom. And it says, but why are you doing it? Because of a lack of attention. Why do you have a lack of attention? Because you're preoccupied by other things. Why are you preoccupied by other things? Because you are mentally and you're not mentally and emotionally tuned in to your purpose. You see, where purpose is not known, all this other shiznit is inevitable. When you find purpose, all this lack of attention, all this being preoccupied, all these psychological, emotional, and spiritual barriers that pop up, all of these mental dispositions, all of this change in your energy and your frequency that pulls you away from oscillating and vibrating and doing what you've been called and gifted to God, by God to do, all of these these neurological, developmental issues that you've got going on, this lack of intellectual capacity, this inability to focus, all of that dissipates. Well, it did in my life. It's amazing. All my problems ran away. They all ran away when I fell in love with my purpose. And at first, I didn't. I got my purpose and nothing happened. I read it and I was like, okay, yeah, that's great. I'm a teacher. Woo-hoo, wow. Ain't making no money. And then I started making money, but it wasn't about the money. Nothing happened in my life until I started believing in my life. And nothing happened in my life until I started believing in myself. And when my self-image changed, when my self-worth changed, my net worth changed. The only thing that's different now from what I am doing now, from what I did 30 days ago, condition depends upon my ability to mentally and be emotionally sound, meaning that I have to be able to communicate effectively with myself, meaning that I have to be able to go into my life, find things that I have done that I am proud of, and that I can say, well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord. Meaning, when I went through my life and I said, you know what? I started my first Eagles Club. I bought my first house. I was like 21. The devil always brings up all of my flaws, barriers. But the Bible says God has removed my flaws as far from me as the east is from the west. So when I started going through my life, instead of remembering all the negative stuff in my childhood, when I started remembering, you know what? My grandmother had freaking almost every fruit tree you can name. And I could go out there and pick plums, grapes. I can't even find a fig tree. You can't even go to the store and buy figs anymore. I used to eat those things till I'd be sick. I'd go out and eat a whole bit. My grandfather would say, boy, go out and get your watermelon. I'd get yellow meat, red meat, any kind of watermelon I want. I'd get okra, we could get corn, peel. You ever eat corn fresh, off the just pick it off the thing, peel it, and just bite it? That's how I grew up, and I thought I was poor. By looking at the same situation from a different perspective, empowers you to walk through any psychological, any emotional, any spiritual barrier that you have. When you can see the silver lining in the dark cloud, when you can take what the enemy meant for evil and turn it around and use it for your good, psychological barriers have no power. They're going to pop up. You're going to see it. You're going to identify it. And you're going to feel your energy changing. And you're going to see that sock in the floor. And you're going to be about ready to go off on your wife. And you're going to say, you know what? I'm going to pick this sock up, put it out the way, give my wife a hug, maybe buy some flowers, take her out to dinner. Why? She's working hard. She's doing everything that she can. Maybe instead of me grabbing and freaking complaining, maybe if I helped her, maybe life would be a little bit better. Instead of me always seeing the negative, instead of you walking home and you looking at your spouse and seeing the negative, so you going on your job and seeing the fact that, oh, man, I got to see this freaking same post every day. Freaking boy, man, I hate this job. Now, how about you look at it from a different perspective? Instead of you looking at the church you at or the book that you're reading or the wisdom, how about you looking at the negative that you have in your life, whatever's going on, instead of looking at it from a negative perspective, how about you change your perspective? And guess what happened? When you change the way you look at life, the way life looks at you changes. Brothers and sisters, your psychological barriers, your lack of attention, your premature evaluation of other people, your jumping to conclusions, you judging people, your inability to retain information, your lack of desire with communicating with other people, your lack of trust, your unwillingness to be teachable and to be moldable. These are all psychological barriers to your success. And they will always pop up the moment that you make a decision that I'm gonna be a part of Brother Will's program. Psychological barriers gonna pop up. You know what? I'm gonna read this book. Psychological barriers gonna pop up. You know what? I'm going to do something nice for my significant other. Psychological barrier is going to pop up. I'm going to eat healthy. I'm going to go to the gym today. And I'm going to start making, you know what? Psychological barrier is going to pop up. Expect them. Be prepared for them. And when them psychological barriers pop up, override them suckers with purpose, with your life-sustaining pattern. You override psychological barriers with life-sustaining patterns. That means purpose-based production. That means understanding who you are and why you're here. And so in order for me to get up and be able to teach and do what I need to do, I need to have a certain amount of wealth to be able to travel, to be able to pay for my website, to be able to host blog talk shows. None of this stuff is free. Therefore, I got to maintain a certain amount of wealth. I have to be at a certain disposition. I can't be 500 pounds. I can't even, you know, if I start talking, I get out of breath. No, I can't do that. I have to maintain a certain amount of health. Then I also have to have a certain amount of intelligence. I got to be able to share. I just can't come up here and just make it up, even though I can. But I'm not. Why? I want to be articulate. I want to be taken seriously. I want to study to show myself approved unto God. And lastly, I want to treat myself like a king because I am a king. Because if I can love myself, I can love my neighbor. Because the Bible says, love your neighbor as. So make sure, brothers and sisters, you don't be so attuned to other people's problems that you are detuned from your own. Make sure that you take care of yourself at the same time you're taking care of others. Otherwise, that's a psychological barrier too. Because why? Anything that doesn't allow you to oscillate and vibrate on your highest level of service, that means you got to see yourself in your highest possible image. Anything that doesn't allow you to see yourself in your highest possible image, underneath it is a negative habit pattern disguised as an emotional, spiritual, or psychological barrier. But we're going to break it down even further as we go forth with the Clarinomics Temple Building DNA Blueprint for Success program that kicks off mañana. My brothers and my sisters, I love you, appreciate you. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May his son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in all truth, because he will never, ever, ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now. But no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn or something to pop. You still dreaming, pass the message if you run in the pot. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo, speak to you. DiCaprio. Tell you that you might snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
Yeah.